And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. First two rounds in the NCAA tournament are in the books, and the results are nowhere near as chaotic as recent years. For only the fifth time since seeding began back in 1978, the number one and number two seeds in each of the four regionals are into the tournament's second weekend. 11th-seeded North Carolina State, the only double-digit seed to win the first two games this season. Conference-wise, ACC leads the way with four teams in the Sweet 16. All three Big East teams that made the field of 68 have advanced. The Big 12 and SEC have put two teams in the Sweet 16. The West Coast Conference, Pac-12, and Mountain West each have one team left. Madness gets back going on Thursday night. Four regional semifinals, starting with Clemson and Arizona in the West, San Diego State against UConn in the East. Nightcaps are North Carolina and Alabama out West, Illinois and Iowa State in the East. Then Friday brings us four more regional semifinals. Marquette and North Carolina State gets things going in the South, Purdue and Gonzaga in the Midwest. Second games of the night pit Houston and Duke in the South, Tennessee and Creighton in the Midwest. It was a mixed bag of results this weekend for the Oklahoma City Thunder on the road against two Eastern Conference foes. OKC smacked Toronto Friday night 123-103, but were manhandled last night in Milwaukee by Giannis and the Bucks 118-93. OKC falls a half game back of the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference standings with 12 regular season games left. 10 of those come against teams with a winning record. Oklahoma City gets the night off before traveling down to New Orleans to face Zion Williamson and the Pelicans tomorrow night. It certainly wasn't a Chamber of Commerce-type golf day this morning at Elk City Golf and Country Club, but that didn't stop a host of junior high golfers from braving the cold, windy conditions. When the dust settled, the Elk City Junior High boys were the champs with a nine-hole total of 196. That was 10 better than Clinton, 12 better than Weatherford. Boston Stover, Logan Duncan, and my old buddy Keaton Fennell all placed in the top eight individually. Stover shot 46, Duncan and Fennell carded 48s. The other junior high Elk finishers included Hunter Womack and Jack Redd with 50. Nixon Linnea shot 55, Maddox MacArthur 56, Gus O'Hara carded a 57, and Connor Warnke fired 58. On the girls' side of the tournament, Clinton was the team champ, followed by Weatherford in second, Elk City in third. Individually, Finley Simmons led the Elkettes with an eighth-place finish after shooting 55. Natalie Johnston and Jalen Meadows fired 60. Camden Brewster, 63, and Olivia Williamson came home with a 64. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.